Every now and then, our correspondent in India, Philip Reeves, sends Morning Edition a letter describing life there. We have a new one. It's about the scandal of an unusual necklace.
Indians are generally proud of the fact that they live in the world's largest democracy. That doesn't stop some of their leaders from behaving like medieval monarchs. Take, for example, a woman usually known by one name, Mayawati. Mayawati doesn't look particularly regal. She's small, round, and middle-aged. Yet her love of opulence has made headlines in India for years, and her latest exploit has left the nation gasping in disbelief. It caused such an uproar in Parliament this week, proceedings had to be adjourned. Mayawati's chief minister of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. The state covers a giant sweep of land that runs along the Ganges River, south of the Himalayan mountains. The population is about the same as Brazil's, roughly 190 million. They include many of the poorest people on the planet. Mayawati's a Dalit, or to use the old discredited term, an untouchable. That's the lowest of the low in the traditional social order. She started out as a teacher, but has clawed her way up the ladder. She's now as rich as a Bollywood superstar. Her followers call her the Queen of the Dalits. Like any self-respecting queen, Mayawati's fond of silk and diamonds and of erecting giant statues of herself. This time, though, she's gone even further. This week, Mayawati staged a massive rally to mark the 25th anniversary of her political party. There's a tradition in India of honouring people by draping a garland of flowers around their necks. The garland handed to Mayawati by her minions as she stood before the vast crowd was far too big to wear. It was more than 30 feet long and as thick as a tree trunk, and there weren't any flowers involved. The garland was made entirely of money, of banknotes, each one worth 1,000 Indian rupees. That's just over 20 bucks. The whole garland's thought to be worth more than $1 million. Her aides say it was a gift from adoring party workers. Mayawati happily accepted it. You'd think such a brazen display of wealth would cause a riot. Just one of those notes is worth more than many of the people at the rally earn in 3 weeks. Yet it's often argued in India that the poor actually like it when Mayawati parades her riches. She's seen as an icon, proof that anyone, even a downtrodden Dalit, can achieve vast power and wealth. Mayawati's opponents don't see her that way. They're accusing her of being insensitive and wasteful, a self-infatuated megalomaniac. Lavish displays of wealth are common in Indian politics, which is all about power, popularism and sycophancy. But they say she's crossed a line. Mayawati's defiant. Yesterday she had her supporters give her a second huge garland, again made of cash. She has another problem. These garlands have caught the eye of the tax authorities. They want to know where all that money's coming from. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.